For most of the nation, this isn't summer, it's a drought. One of the worst in the nation's history. More than half of all U.S. counties have been designated primary disaster areas by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, that is a sort of square mileage calculation. Perhaps most people in the United States don't feel like they're in a disaster area. But the people in the drought areas are having serious problems that are going to take years to work themselves out. We begin with George Naylor. He's a farmer and activist in Iowa, former president of the National Family Farm Coalition. George, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you.
So, George, what's the temperature today? What's the anticipated temperature today?
Well, it's going to cool off a little bit. It's going to be in the low 90s, I believe.
So our weather report in Chardon, Iowa, is low 90s. But you've already reached a point where there are losses that are unrecoverable for this year, right, George?
Yes, that's right. Just about every farmer knows their crop will be less than normal by quite a bit.
Now, what does that mean for you? Take me on a tour of your fields. What does it feel like when I, walk through the soil there? What am I looking at? What are you showing me?
Well, any soil that has been compacted by in the spring when it was wetter, it's turning brown. And then any spot in the field that's on any kind of sandy area, it's gone completely. And then everything else is showing the signs of dying prematurely.
And it's completely brown. And, you know, farms typically have a very distinctive smell in the summertime. You smell the pollen. There's the wind of the fertilizer and irrigation, if there is any. There's a smell of the actual plants themselves that are healthy. In a drought situation, it's a completely different feel. If I walked out of your house and took a deep breath, what would that feel like?
Well, it's a funny thing. Sometimes you will smell. You can just tell you're smelling the plants, dead plants, you know. Yeah, it kind of comes and goes with the conditions. But, yeah, you smell dead plants in the air. And you won't see, you know, right around here at least, we have heavy soil where I'm at, so you don't see whole fields that are just totally gone yet. But in other parts of Iowa, you do. And I know they say in Indiana and Illinois, where the drought is even worse, that's what you'll see.
Now, do you go online and check out what's going on with other farmers? I mean, you were a former president of the National Family Farm Coalition, or is this just so painful that, you know, you kind of don't even want to see the pictures like those dust storms down in Phoenix that look so apocalyptic, or the broken soil out there in Wyoming and Nebraska?
Oh, I don't know. Inevitably, you hear stories from farmers in other parts of the country. Yeah. And, you know, it's a funny thing. Last week we had a storm. We thought, oh, wow, we're going to get some rain. And instead, all we got was wind. And even though the landscape is covered with crops, we actually had a dust storm right here, right in my neighborhood, and it blew down some of the corn. So it's kind of strange. It kind of reminds you, you almost think about the Dust Bowl is what you think about.
Well, almost, or maybe Baghdad. You feeling like you're in Baghdad these days?
Yeah. Well, no, not quite, but yeah.
Well, Jennifer Francis joins us now, climate scientist at Rutgers University here in New Jersey. Jennifer, we're talking with George Naylor, who's a farmer who's seeing images that he has only heard about in the Dust Bowl at his own farm, feeling a little like Baghdad there in Chardon, Iowa. You got anything to say about what's going on with this drought?
Right. Well, this drought is, I think, an example of what we to see more of as we continue to add carbon dioxide to the atmosphere and change our climate system. This is exactly what models have been predicting for a long time, drier conditions in places that tend to be dry anyway in summer, and the types of heat waves that we've been experiencing all through the Southwest and the central part of the U.S.
Now, scientists will not say, or few scientists will say, that a particular carbon dioxide input over the last 5 years produced this particular output in the form of this horrible drought. But it is the case that the probability of these events has risen because of the CO2 and the global warming issues that you're talking about. You're not saying, though, that the breadbasket's going away in the United States, are you?
I'm not saying that it's going away, but I'm saying that the kinds of conditions that we're experiencing this summer are probably going to become more frequent, and the types of heat waves we've been getting will probably last longer and be more intense. And not just that, but some of the other extreme conditions that we've been experiencing both winter and summer around the Northern Hemisphere, things like the very wet summer in England, for example, and the very cold, wet summer up in the northwest of North America, they're all connected to the same phenomenon, basically, and that is a jet stream pattern that is wavier, if you will, in the north-south direction. And whenever that happens, you tend to get weather conditions that don't move very fast. So it's all connected, and it's all the kinds of things we expect to see more of as we go forward.
Jennifer Francis, climate scientist at Rutgers University. So, George Naylor, what's this debate, this discussion of what the heck's going on sound like at the local diner there in Sheridan?
Oh, well, you hear stories of wells going dry. And, of course, there are very few people that have cattle anymore, but those that do usually have a creek running through their farm, and that's why they have cattle. And now the creek's dry, so the water availability for their livestock is very dire. Sometimes they're hauling it in. But, you know, John, the big problem here is, you know, civilizations have gone through drought. I've been through several droughts that that border this for its intensity, and this is a man-made disaster because our society has chosen to have a farm bill, or let's say the Congress of the 1% for the last 50 years has chosen the policy of market-oriented farm policy, which means that we're supposed to clear the market every year of what we produce and not have reserves of grain. So, you know, this is a man-made disaster for the rest of society. Now, one thing
well,
is,
George,
you know,
George, hold on there. We're going to have to go. We should just note that Congress is going to take a vacation rather than vote on a bill to give aid and relief to farmers like you and other farmers. And we should note to Jennifer Francis that the campaign isn't even talking about global warming as a significant phenomenon. The Democrats, neither the Republicans, are really even talking about it. George Naylor, we're going to have to go. And Jennifer Francis, thanks so much. The drought is a national disaster area in more than half of all U.S. counties. George and Jennifer, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks.